This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the green band jumbo.
Everyone all set? Yeah. Cocked? Locked? Well, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. We're delighted you're with us in class today. And Patrick is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. If you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933. And the best time to call is when we're on the air. That's from 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Let's see. If you'd like to listen, we have a delayed listen line that's working. The real-time listen line isn't that reliable yet, and I'll let you know when it is. But a listen line that's delayed by about an hour is 701-719-0914. 701-719-0914. I'm Vin Fennelli. And Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Gwyneth, are you tired?
I'm just waking up.
Yeah. 208 in the morning, a.m. in Australia, and it's 908 in the morning in Missouri. So I want to thank you, Gwyneth. You're live in Australia, and let me explain what has happened here. So Rich Sheban called me, and he was having difficulty with the Monday time slot, 2 hours on Mondays. And I said, okay, let me see what I can do. So I contacted Gwyneth, and Gwyneth said, sure, I'll swap with Rich. So Gwyneth would take Mondays, and Rich would take Tuesdays. That was very kind of you and gracious, Gwyneth. Thank you. And then I got contacted 2 days ago. Dr. Norm Shealy has a schedule change in his practice, his medical practice. And he and Dr. Sergey Sorin need to be working together with patients same time at the clinic in Springfield, Missouri. And Norm Shealy had been with me on Wednesdays since the beginning of broadcasting, you know, over 6 years or so. So Norm Shealy needed to change to a Monday, which Gwyneth had just changed to. So I contacted Gwyneth and asked Gwyneth if she could switch with Norm. So here's the new lineup. Monday, it will be Norm Shealy. Tuesday, Rich Sheban. Wednesday, Gwyneth Isaacs. Gwyneth, thank you so much. That was very kind of you to do that, and I really appreciate it. I really do. So there you have it.
That's all right.
No, really, I appreciate it. And, you know, it upends schedules when you do that kind of thing. Well, in our neck of the woods here in Missouri, we've had Obamacare for going on 9 years, or close to 9 years. And I got to tell you, every year, it's another change, another hurdle, another hassle, and the price of insurance goes up. The choices go down. The restrictions increase. It just gets worse. Now, Barry the Liar, also known as Barack Obama in some circles, said that your health coverage won't cost more than your cell phone. Really? Okay. Well, let me give you some numbers. All of the insurers that were available up until next year, have pulled out of our county. There's only one left. Anthem Blue Cross, except for the hospitals. So if you want to pay for insurance from your hospital, you can get that. But if you want one of the major players, a silver plan, not the best plan, not the worst plan, but a medium range plan for one person. This would be like a 25 to 30 year old type young person. $496 a month, $516 a month, or $522 a month. Pick one. Pick one. That's what is left in our county with the intergalactic disgrace called Obamacare. He has destroyed health insurance. He really has.
Yeah.
And every year he has gone.
That's a very expensive cell phone bill.
I don't know anybody who has a single phone that is between $496 and $522 for one phone. I don't know anybody. I really don't. So that's what Barry Satoro did to health insurance in our neck of the woods. Let me share something that happened yesterday. I was on my way back from the Springfield area, Springfield, Missouri. It's like every time I get in my car or truck coming back from or going to or spending time in Springfield, which I really don't like doing. But I was helping one of our instructors who had was having a tough time with some wiring. I mean, a really tough time. And so I'm on my way home about 7 o'clock at night or so. It's dark. And two-lane road, one lane coming, one lane going. Double yellow line. We're going around a left-hand curve. No passing zone. And the guy, and we drive on the opposite side of the road from you, Gwyneth. So there was a guy in a vehicle. This is at night, headlights on, dark, black, pitch black. And a guy in a motorcycle decides to pass a vehicle. So he goes to the left on a left-hand curve. He passes the vehicle just as the vehicle is signaling to make a left-hand turn on a no-passing zone.
Oh, my God.
Everybody survived. But what is so important to operators of vehicles today, where they feel that they've got to save those seconds and do something as stupid as passing on a double yellow line on a motorcycle at night in the dark, illegally passing. I mean, it just makes no sense at all. Now, I really don't like having the cops everywhere, but I wish the cops would start pulling these people over and ticketing them for unsafe, reckless, careless, irresponsible operation of their vehicles. I really wish they would. So that's my thought there. And Gwyneth, we've got Sharon on the line in Montana. Welcome, Sharon.
Oh, good morning. Hey, Gwyneth, I feel for you. I had a very short night's sleep. I was thinking about you this morning, and you mentioned you're tired. I thought, man, that's going to be something, getting up that early. I have a quick curiosity question. What night is it? Is it Sunday night or Monday night there?
It's it's Tuesday morning.
Okay, yeah.
2 a.m.
Monday night, Tuesday morning. Okay. Yeah. I just trying to figure that out. And
yep.
My brain didn't want to figure it out, so I just thought I'd ask.
Yep, no, that's
Hey,
that's
Sharon,
fine.
Before you ask your question or make your comment, I've got a question for you. I know you know Kyle Harris pretty well. He's your roommate,
yeah.
Right?
And I know him pretty well. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And here's my question. Would you ask him for me if he would be available on Friday to do a one-hour broadcast about home wiring? I have seen some things. I'm helping one of our instructors day after day. I've been, not in a row, but taking apart his wiring on his farmhouse, which had been wired by, I believe, three generations of wiring, at least, maybe four, in this house that was built in the 1960s, early 60s. And it has been a real challenge. And I'd like to describe to him and on the broadcast things that I found that are of great concern to me, great concern. And we're fixing them one at a time. I'd love to share this broadcast with Kyle because he is our expert electrician. Would you mention that to him, please? If Friday's convenient for him.
Yeah, okay. I'll let him know. That's great. No problem.
Very good. Okay. So, Sharon, please continue.
Yeah. I didn't quite know how to approach this. I was talking to you a couple days ago, and I listened to a program. I listen to a lot of programs on my phone, the radio on the phone now. Like yours, unfortunately, it has to do the delay because I don't have internet in my house. But anyway, I was listening to this program, and they were discussing the social engineering on the internet and also this program they want to put on that would monitor your words and kind of the emotions in your words to see if you might be potentially suicidal, okay? And that sounds all nice, but they'll be watching, well, they're already kind of watching, I think, but they'll be monitoring everything, and they were talking about how, you know, this could be such a wonderful thing. You know, they'd send people to your house if you weren't, you know, seeming to do very well and all. And I was thinking, well, first, that is a huge invasion of your privacy. But secondly, I was trying to think, well, why does that bother me? I mean, I don't have anything to hide, but it's none of anybody's business is how I figure, okay? And I realized that when you have something like this, you're giving them potential power and control, and in this case, you definitely are, over your lives, and I don't like to give unknown people any kind of power or control over my life. And so we were kind of discussing how you need to be aware of what you're doing online, because although we would say suicide might be a justifiable cause, which I don't, personally, even though I don't like to commit suicide, eventually it might come down to you're not politically correct. You say something that, you know, like over in Europe, I understand they're getting pretty crazy about what you can and can't say, and there's some people, places where they're getting all particular about what gender you might accidentally call somebody because somehow they're so sensitive they couldn't possibly call it the wrong thing. And it's just kind of a beware moment. I don't think we should live in fear, but I thought that was interesting. And he also went on to discuss how they have social engineering to basically cause you to be addicted to things like Twitter and your Facebook. And one of the things they did is have a little red light pop up and were kind of psychologically programmed to respond to a little red light, you know, see, what is it? You know, like it's an emergency. And I was kind of wondering what your take was on that, Gwyneth.
Well, there's a good reason for feeling, a real sense of unease when you hear about government officials coming around to your house just to make sure that you're okay. There's a long history of them abusing that sort of power. And with me, there's a long personal history of them abusing that sort of power. So I would definitely feel unease about hearing that. With regard to the Pavlovian nature of Facebook and other social media applications, I'd say, yeah, definitely. Absolutely Pavlovian.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwen F. Isaacs is with us, live in Australia. Sharon is live in Montana. I'm Vin Finelli. And ladies in class, I'd like to share something that I experienced yesterday. I was in the kitchen of an instructor, actually two instructors in Missouri. I was helping them with a farmhouse. And we just had a bite to eat. And we were talking about the Internet of Things and the monitoring. And I brought up the topic, and one of the instructors, we were talking about Alexa, A-L-E-X-A, and how one of the instructors was at a person's house, and they said, shh, we have to say it quietly, because Alexa will hear it and might respond and do something. So in this other house, not our instructor's house, another house, our instructors were visiting, and they had to be careful what they said because of the always listening Alexa product and software might do something based on what was said in their house. Alexa is on 24 hours a day, listening. And we don't know where all that information is going. So can you imagine the discussions that Alexa could respond to? And Sharon and I were talking off the air about things like, well, the daughter is maybe 11 years old and in school. And she's being told, you know, how to be safe. And if you feel threatened, you call 911. That's what you do. So the daughter goes to the public training camp and learns this over and over and over. And then daughter's home, and mom and dad are talking about Christmas and Christmas presents. And there's a disagreement because one parent wants to buy this gift and the other parent says, we can't afford it. And so the conversation gets a little louder and a little louder. And the daughter feels threatened and calls 911. Then the police arrive. It's a domestic dispute. Both parents get arrested. Now they're both felons. Neither can have a gun because they're felons. And maybe even Child Protective Services comes in to rescue that 11-year-old from the parents who are having an argument over whether to buy this particular Christmas present or not. Is that far-fetched? I don't think so.
That's disgusting, but it's absolutely typical. It happens all the time. Yeah.
So, do you want to have these electronic gadgets in your house? Do you want to have a watch? That
you know something?
Right.
I'm actually really, really glad that, you know, we don't have electricity 24 hours a day in this mm-hmm. house. We don't mm-hmm. have internet 24 hours a day. You know, it's absolutely, oh my gosh, you know, trying to get the kids off the internet and out into the yard doing stuff other than stuff related to the internet is an uphill, constant battle. And, you know, I've had this discussion with my boys that devices like Alexa and Siri are banned from this household. And if they want to see mum sort of wobbly, they should try bringing one of these devices into the household because they will see me flip out. That's just the truth of it. And the device probably will not survive. Alexa will probably get a hammer through her head.
Well, here's something that that we built with one of our instructors. So the technician from the internet company goes to one of our instructors' houses and hooks up a router, and the router is on 24 hours a day. And the router is in an area that's inaccessible. It's above one of the rooms, okay? In like a crawl space type area or an attic type area. You can't turn it on or off because it's up there. So what we did was we wired a wall switch and extended a circuit into that area, and you can turn the router on and off without going up there. Want to think about that? We'll be right back.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT, also available at Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. IDStronghold.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So last night I was asleep and dreaming, and during the dream I was trying to figure out what Alexa stood for. And I got the first two letters solved in my mind, always listening, A-L-E-X-A, always listening. And I don't know what the rest of it stands for. Maybe always listening extended area or something like that. But it monitors real time what you're doing so it can respond. So how comfortable would you feel going to someone's house knowing that there is a device attached to the network, the internet, that's always listening to everything that you say? For sure. By design. I mean, that you know is doing it. How would you feel about that? Sharon, your thoughts?
I wouldn't want to hang out in that person's house.
Uh-huh. Right.
I feel like it's really creepy, but there's this massive social engineering going on that we're sort of unaware of. You and I and Gwyneth and a few of us older people, because we still have common sense, okay? There's this massive social engineering going on that's making it like, what's a big deal? If you mention, like, even my kids are not, they wouldn't put that in their house, but, you know, they're on their phones a fair amount. They still communicate well. But it's like, well, that's just crazy. Why are you so paranoid about that? You know, it's like they're not getting the bigger picture. And I homeschool all our kids from kindergarten to high school. So I oversaw a lot of their education. And so we did study history, and it seemed like there's a disconnect that what happened in the past could happen again, so that power can be abused and used against you. And I read about that, the Alexa thing, and I just thought that is just so creepy. Why would you bring something like that into your house? And yet they're touting the, oh, how handy, you know, they'll tell you what's in your fridge, and they'll tell you, you know, what your kid's doing, and they can just turn on any music you want anywhere you want, and your TV can come on or off, or, you know, and all you have to do is speak the words. So they make it sound like you have power to do all these amazing things by just speaking, but they're not pointing out the fact that they're gaining immense amount of power and control over you and your life, because they know every detail of your life, and that can be easily twisted and used against you. And it seems like there's just like this blank wall when you try to tell people something like that. They think, what? Are you crazy? I'm thinking, didn't you study any history? Don't you remember the abuses of power that have been out throughout mankind? And can't you see the massive ability for abuse in this area? And I'm not sure how one even begins to get that across to anyone. And I was kind of curious, Gwyneth, how you try to share that with your sons, even, because they're still at home.
You know, something I think that they're probably a bit more aware than most kids of their age. And I don't think they ever would bring one of these devices into our home, because you know, we've had so much trouble, and they're a bit more politically educated than mm-hmm. most people. They've seen a bit more than most people. And I think that they would be aware of the dangers, you know, like that.
Yeah.
But disgusting, because you only have to go back. You don't even have to go back very far, mm-hmm. you know. You go back less than a human lifetime, okay? Mm-hmm. We just celebrated 70 years. This is the 70th year, apparently, now since Israel was declared a nation. There's still a guy alive in Israel who saw the whole thing from the very first sale of land to the Jews by the Jordanians. And he was at Auschwitz. He was a prisoner there. He's a Jew. He's about 113 years old. And he now lives in Israel. He's the oldest man in Israel. You don't have to go back that far. This is less than a human lifetime. Way less than a human lifetime.
Yeah. Well, you know, but see the whole, I'm not against technology. Okay, don't get me wrong. I mean, it has a wonderful good part, but there's a danger involved in it too. And I feel like somehow we need to be aware and try to minimize the negative effect that it can have, you know, and kind of sort of protect yourself from being overly monitored. I don't really know how one plays that out, but yeah. I know that it's engineered to basically addict you so that you have to be on it like all the time, and it's important, and kids aren't even getting enough sleep because they have their phones by their bed, and if anything comes through, they have to wake up and answer it, so they're not even getting good deep sleep. I mean, this is a common trait, and they talk about it in various articles and some places, but most of the articles I read And I'm just wondering how we can be proactive about something like that to try it. How in the world are you going to explain this? Because when you talk to people, especially my kids are probably more weird too, because we talk a lot, but they act like you're the one that's paranoid. You know what I mean? Instead of like, no, why would I want people wanting to know what I'm doing every second of my life? You know, why would I want someone controlling my life? Why would I feel compelled to instantly answer, you know, your text or your email or your Facebook or whatever it is you're on, you know, instead of feel the person or my life in front of me? And it's becoming a way of life, and it's kind of creepy, you know?
Let's extrapolate this for just a second. So we have, let's say a person has Alexa in their house and it's being monitored, as we've been discussing. Let's shift that to, instead of Alexa, what we have is a microphone in that house connected to a public address system with speakers on poles outside the house. Okay? So now everything that's being said in the house is picked up by that microphone and is amplified and sent outside to anyone who wants to hear it. Now, would the children... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, do you mind if I jump in real quick?
No, yeah, please do.
Oh, but, it's interesting how, you know, it's only 4 years since the Ed Snowden revelations and all this, the revelations about government surveillance, and now people are actually paying for something like Alexa in their house that's monitoring them. And I get your meaning with your analogy about, like, the public address speakers outside the house, but that's kind of contrary to how surveillance works, because it's covert, and it's only there would be a safety if everyone's private life was being, you know, broadcast like that, but instead it's selective, and the information isn't, like, open to anyone to have access to. It's like the people who have a use for it and want to zero in on certain individuals at a time will be doing that. So in that way, it's a bit of a false analogy.
No, I understand, Patrick, I understand that. But the point I was trying to make is, would a young person who is willing to have Alexa in their home, would they feel differently if they knew that the sounds that are made in the home, whatever those sounds are, people talking, dropping dishes, arguments, doors closing, whatever the sounds are, okay, being heard, being able to be heard by others who were interested. That was the analogy. So I think that young people would say, are you kidding? I don't want everything that goes on in my bedroom or the bathroom or the kitchen or wherever being heard by anyone who cares to spend the time or has the inclination to listen. It would be an eye-opener, I believe, to these young people if they thought of it kind of like that analogy. That's what I'm saying.
I get what you're saying with that.
Yeah.
I don't think they would sign up for that at all.
Yeah.
I think it's interesting that people are paying for this Alexa system when they were supposed to be shocked by the Snowden revelations that, you know, American citizens were being monitored in the way that, you know, is unconstitutional and really, really creepy.
Mm-hmm. Yep, Gwyneth, your thoughts?
You know, I think people just need to go to YouTube sometime and, you know, switch on the closed caption function on a video and realize how good this AI voice recognition software is and about how it can actually just about type any words that you say in real time and put it onto a computer file for anyone to send, you know, a web spider through later. And not all people who run web spiders as good people as Cliff High. Most of them are totally nefarious. They absolutely are. And they want to harm you. They're constantly on a fishing expedition. These people are evil. They're evil, 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 evil. And they are just looking for a way to destroy you and to destroy your whole family and to deprive you of your land, to deprive you of your children, to have them off and sold into sex slavery. The Child Protective Services get $100,000 for every child that they kidnap, and the agent themselves probably gets about $10,000 of that. You know, that has come out in whistleblower reports. And, you know, they're going to use anything that they can. And these devices are going to be a key part of that. And they're going to, you know, just build a case if they decide in their minds that you have a target painted on your back.
Let's yeah. extrapolate this for a second. Let's say a person lives in suburbia, and they have a lawn, and they hire a local neighbor, a young person, to use a push mower and cut the lawn. So he goes about 4 minutes, stops, takes his phone out of his pocket, texts someone, goes another 4 minutes, stops, takes his phone out, texts someone, goes another 4 minutes. Who would put up with that? Well, sign number one of the 30 signs of social media addiction are checking your mobile phone every few minutes for any notification on Facebook, Twitter, and such. Yeah, seriously. That's an addiction. We'll be right back. Sharon, Gwyneth, and Patrick.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago.
What's up?
And since that time, I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain sure. back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors years for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun. You'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What? Keep
it.
God, you're
take my when you go to the feet for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. Sharon in Montana. Patrick is joining us. Patrick's our engineer on the broadcast. And I was mentioning to Patrick off the air that one of the things that bothered me about the meetups that we used to have at the restaurant for years is people would walk in late, looking down at their cell phone, texting while they're walking in late. And everybody looks, sees the new person walking in the front door, looking for a seat, looking down at her phone while she's texting. Okay? Other times, you know, I prepare this presentation, I'm teaching, and people are looking down at their phones texting. And it bothered me. I thought it was rude. I thought it was offensive. I thought, why am I spending my time doing this? Okay? Then let's move over to our farmhouse. I put a sign up on our back door that said, and side door, and all the doors, no cell phones. And what would happen, but prior to that, what would happen is people would come to visit us at the farm, and they might bring some young people with them, and we'd be around the kitchen table having something to drink or eat. And everybody would have their cell phone on the table, except the Fennellys. And then they would take the cell phone off the table, put it on their lap, text for a minute or two, put the cell phone back on the table. What I'm saying is they would totally ignore the conversation, the reason that they were there in the first place, in favor of whatever they're doing on their social network. The cell phone. And I found it just annoying. I found it rude, offensive, annoying, impolite. I mean, if you take the cell phone out of the question, it would be like having everybody sit around in one conversation and having one person at a time turn to the next person and start another conversation. That's also rude. You know what I'm saying? That's what this is like. And yeah. I think that these devices have enabled this rudeness.
I'd like to chime in. It's like necessary to call people on it because it's a new development that we all have these like devices that we keep in our pocket that can keep us connected to the world. Like, there's going to be some. Yeah, I just think it's necessary to point out when it is rude and when you are like bothered by it. It's also, I think, necessary to ask to be excused when you do need to go send a message or something, or like acknowledge that you're being rude in doing that. Because this is a thing that you've observed that you find to be rude, but I'm sure it's come up before that. You know, there was a time where you did need to pay attention to your cell phone and you were in the middle of a conversation, but, like, you know, there were other things going on. That's just the way it is.
Sometimes I'll get a telephone call while I'm on a telephone call. And you can hear the tone or the indication that you have call waiting. Okay? Almost all the time, I ignore it. However, sometimes I will say to the person that I have been talking to, I'm sorry, I have to take this call.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's...
Most of the time, I ignore it, look at the caller ID, and say, okay, mentally, I'll call this person back. But I very seldom jump off the phone and say, I have to take this call.
Yeah.
Now, other times... people have called me, and they've stopped because I've complained about this on the air. But people would call me and say, so what are you doing? And my response is, none of your business. I mean, really? Vinny, what are you doing? I'm on a ladder. I mean, I'm on the roof. Any which, you know.
At the same time, like, they're just...
Where did that come?
There are different ways that people inquire. There's the bumper music.
But it's not polite. Patrick, it should be like this. It should be, hey, Vin, this is Patrick. I had a quick question for you. It'll probably take about a minute. Is this a good time or not? Would it be better if we talked later?
That's probably
what's wrong with that?
Do it. Nothing.
That's how I do it.
Yeah,
all the time.
I do it.
All the time. Yep. There you go. Sharon, would you like to continue with us?
Oh, I might, just so I can hear you.
Gwyneth will be with us. Patrick is with us. I'm Vince Finelli. And a little bit of ranting about being impolite. I think we need to steer our society back to being polite.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.